for context. And one of the interesting questions is the role of the tachyon in the cosmology. And there was a lot of research based on drag-borne field action was done, especially by, in particular, by Sen and Guy Gibbons. And one of the main objections of such a type of models is that preheating mechanism as well as manipulation is problematic because rolling tachyon solution hangs on oscillations. At the same time, cubic spin field theory gives us an effective tachyon action, which is derived from first principle, and at the same time, correctly describe tachyon physics. So, in this talk, we would like to consider tachyon action, which is derived from Wigner Mulder open central theory. And our starting point will be the action, which was actually, obtained by Kostolevsky and Samuel in the level transition approximation, when only lost expansion, only lost excitation is considered. So our starting point will be the point. And it is interesting that here we can see that we have like unusual potential because it includes local terms. So this theory, representative theories, are integral in many time derivatives. And what is interesting is that in this talk, I would like to describe the model in which I would like to consider this section coupled to the gravity, but because the dynamics of the rolling tachyon just in the Minkowski case, it's quite complicated quint master problem because of some local expansion. I would like first to start with to consider such a model in the Minkowski case, and after to consider this one in the Fermi one.
What is the scale in the exponential that cuts off the box? Lambda. How big is lambda? It's a 1 over a mass.
Yeah, actually, it's divided by string mass, but for simplicity, I would like to work in dimensionless variables.
But in, it's large in dimensions.
Sorry?
It's a large, it's a string, string scale.
Yeah, string scale, yeah. So, and it's interesting that such a type of models was actively studied in the literature, so references. So, let's consider, let's first consider the most of this. And as I mentioned, I would rewrite my action in space now in dimensions variables. And so we have gravity. So we don't need, so it's a mistake. So we don't have this term. And we have a usual kinetic term. And as I mentioned before, we have an unusual potential because we have like, so in this talk, we will operate with two fields. Scalar field phi small, so it's like usual scalar field. And the big one, which is defined via a small one, via the following formula. And here it's a built-in Laplace operator, which is defined as usual. And here is some concept which derived from theory. So in this talk, we will be interested in spatially homogeneous configuration. And for spatially homogeneous configuration, the built-in Laplace operator is just minus the second time derivative. And our equation often looks like, I'd like to make one comment which can be usable, which will be usable in the future. So if we look in the black, this term, this is
Action is just this equation is the equation of moment for the periodic from the periodic time model for p is equal for p is equal to m. I will translate it why I mentioned this back. So to be able to tell something about the dynamics of this vacuum, first of all we will need to obtain the stress energy tensor. And so we use relativity. And our stress tensor takes a form. So we will have some unusual term, which I will show to our number because of the variation of the superiority or geometric. And I would love to note that here the low integration over rho stands as a difference of full energization. And now we can define energy, which is which will be useful after. So the energy is defined by the zero component of the stress energy tensor. And for our model, we have the following form. We can see that we have the usual terms, like for local models, but because of the non-locality in the potential, we have some extra term, which can give us some new feature for our models. So I'd like to mention that to avoid calculation of the superiority of this term, which is much harder to compute than this one, because it's a computation of the problem result as a Newport problem. We will use the following formulas for the normal terms. So probably it will be usable to note that because our model contains infinitely many time derivatives, actually usual logic theorem doesn't cover this case because of the infinitely many time derivatives, and actually we need to prove directly the conservation of the energy in our case, and we can formulate the following claim that the energy is conserved in our solutions of equation of motion. And we can do it by direct calculation. And so the next question, our potential looks like this. And the nature equation is there exists a Rho-integral solution with such a potential.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So where did this potential come from? In the initial action, there was no there was no potential.
Oh, right. We have a potential. So, I mean, in the initial action, we have.
Okay, yeah, there was a phi square term in the initial action.
Yeah.
So the cubic term.
Yeah.
The phi square term is tachyonic. And it is a cubic.
So we have an initial action. So actually, this is our function. Yeah. Because if you look at the and the question is, there exists a running pattern solution for this potential, and the answer is negative. And actually, it can be illustrated via the following that the energy, because we suppose that we are looking for the solution, from the solution, which is close to the constant minus infinity and plus infinity. That's why we can calculate the value of the energy at phi is equal to zero, and it's actually just the constant, which is not equal to zero. And we can calculate it as well, the energy at this point. And we can see that these two numbers coincide. And in the preceding slide, we can prove the energy conservation theorem. And so the energy conserved from the solution of the equation of motion, and it's quite not natural idea. So where we must look for the solution interpolating between the configuration is the same energy. And here we can see that in our practice, not true. Actually, yeah. And actually, Miller and Sivich also considered PI model, and they mathematically proved the non-existence of a monotonical solution. But here we can see that any configurations between the two have case. So, next we would like to consider our model practice of gravity, and we would like to take a Friedman-Robertson metric as a this particular one. And so, now we have the gravity terms with the metric, and what differs from the previous case is that now we have the Beltrami Lorentz operator for spatial homogeneous configuration is the following. So we have some extra terms and bubble function, and we have the following scalar and Friedman equation is the following energy impression, which is the same, is only one difference that now we have a little bit different the terminal base operator. Actually, this fact makes mathematical estimation of the problem a little bit difficult, but at the same time, it benefits us with some new feature of the model, as we will see later. So, we would like to ask the same question in this case. So, do we have the right representation in this case? So, we are also supposed that we have that the field goes to the constant plus and minus infinity. And we have the same situation, so we have different energy values for these different phenomena. But because of the coupling to the gravity, we have as well the friction to some Hubble function, and we have an energy conservation. So it seems that in this case, we must have a Rolle integral solution. And it is natural to expect that the Rolle integral will draw from this extremum to this one. But actually, it happens. It happens that we have. The flip of the potential, and this can be illustrated qualitatively by the following. So I would like to mention once again that it's quite a qualitative description. So let us consider our equation of motion, and let us consider the mechanical approximation. So by mechanical approximation, I mean that let us consider in this operator, like in service expansion, let us consider only the first two terms. So let us not see. So we will make approximations. This is operator is just 1 plus 2k dh squared. And in this case, this action transform to the following one. And in this, and here our scalar field actually moves in the following potential. But let us pay your attention that here we have 1 minus 2k. And we can see that when 2k is greater than 1, we will have such an effect of the increase of the potential. And as I have mentioned, it's quite volatile in the description. Actually, this parameter can be less, so 2k can be less than 1. But it's because we neglect high derivative terms. So the basic idea is that because of the types of interaction, we have the flip of the potential, and it's some artifact. And actually, we consider our model in the following potential. And we would like to expect the solution shows from here to here. And the numerical result as following. And it is interesting to know that classical intuition gives us the following solution. So the solution must grow like here because it has potential. So we have the potential and P changes from physical 1 over lambda and changes to 0. And as we can see, here we have some like our scalar field takes a greater value and it's so it's like some another effect of non-locality in the interaction. And we can see the oscillations. And the Hubble function so looks like this. But actually, so like more illustration in this one, it's the motion like this. And because we are working actually we have some freedom of choice for reduced black mass, and that's why we would like to consider different opportunities. So we would like to consider a little bit smaller mass reduced black mass as well as a little bit greater, and actually, just from the first written equation, you can see that inference to the Rolle-Tachyon's solution. You can see the result. So we can see that when we get the reduced mass part smaller, we will get like more smooth solution, but if we will increase this parameter, as we can see, our oscillation will increase as well. I would like to also note that recently it was appeared the following paper in which the authors considered similar model, so they started from the chaotic action, which is like the model produced in theory, and they get some interesting results, which I will give you here tomorrow in the talk. And I just like to mention that it is interesting that if we make approximation in Ubiquitous string field theory Tachyon action, and if we do not consider this term, we will get precisely the same action as in the head case, but it's only one difference that it will be so Lagrange positive cubic spatial theory will be minus Lagrange positive one. And at the term of the Stahl field, it doesn't matter because Stahl field integration doesn't feel this change of the sign, but it drastically changes the picture for the other function, and we can see that in the cubic spatial theory we get the function like this. In the geodetic model, it changes the orbit environment, so
So around phi equals zero, your propagator is fine, right? There's no ghost. All the non-localities in the interaction. But if you study perturbations around your time-dependent solutions, then your propagator for those fluctuations will involve this exponential
flux. Yeah, actually, it's quite difficult. What we are doing now, and it's I agree that actually it's quite a complicated mathematically to do corresponding calculations.
Because you might worry that you would have ghosts around the structure that there's no ghost like perturbation.
Yeah.
It's clear that in a flat background there is no ghost, but then there's...
Well, perturbatively there are no ghosts around phi equals zero because it's just at the quadratic level it's just a massive Dacionic scalar. But if on a time-dependent solution, the cubic term will contribute to the propagator of the fluctuation. Yes, sorry.
So, the conclusion that the first step has to be described as a special theory, and you can use your induction solution to find the quality and you can control it to another direct vacuum, and it's shown that it's actually to the cosmic acceleration. And what actually we are doing now is considered perturbation induction and locomotive. So, thank you very much for your attention.
That looks like the other question.